This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. Debbie Hyatt can claim something that not a lot of people can these days, especially in the media field. She worked at the same place for 28 years. Hyatt started as a reporter at the Austin American-Statesman and rose through the ranks there to become state editor, managing editor, and then editor in September of 2011. In January of this year, she took over as general manager of KUT and KUTX and as executive director of media operations for the Moody College of Communication at UT Austin. Hyatt says she's been a fan of the stations for years and wants to preserve and strengthen local news coverage and local music programming and serve more diverse audiences.
With KUT, I want to look at how do we increase coverage? How do we do more? How do we expand the reporting team? How do we make sure that we're in all the right places for our community that we haven't been in the past or haven't really seen that opportunity as much because maybe some other media have been in those areas?
How do you envision putting the stations on a path to do that? Because obviously all of that probably requires more revenue and resources.
Well, I think part of it is making sure that we come up with a good plan together, not just the staff, but the staff and the community for what are the community expectations for us? What do they really want and need from us? Where are there things that we could be doing that other media used to do but have no longer have the resources to do? That's part of it. And then the other part is being able to explain our vision to the community, to be able to go to foundations who are very concerned about survival of local news and explain, here's how we can fill in this gap in some ways.
KUT has a very large audience, but there are definitely communities in Central Texas that we don't reach. And public radio is somewhat notorious for not reaching a very diverse audience. Do you have thoughts and plans at this stage of the game for how both stations could reach more of the Austin community and reach a more diverse audience?
You know, one of the ways that we do a better job of getting out into different communities is that we have a more diverse staff. We continue to work on becoming more diverse about our sourcing. And, you know, that's something that I think KUT has done a great job of being mindful of, in that the new staff is tracking who are they talking to, making sure that, you know, all of the people that they're talking to are not the same people that don't necessarily reflect the community. So that's a big piece of it. And I want to encourage that. I also think that we need to have some community involvement, some community meetings in places where we don't typically. We need to get outside of our core support group in some ways to see if there are others who would be interested in supporting of us if we did a better job of representing their community.
Was staff diversity something that you worked on at the Statesman?
It was. That was a big goal of mine. And when I started out as editor at the time, I think that the diversity of our staff, we had about 20% people of color. And then throughout my tenure, that increased. And we did it through really making sure that this was a priority for us as we went about hiring, making sure that we were talking to people from all walks of life, lots of different geographic areas, and lots of different ethnicities and backgrounds. At one point, we were up in the mid-30s in the percent of people of color and staff. The reason that's important, it's not about the statistics. The reason that's important for good journalism is that it allows you to do better journalism. If you have people who better reflect all parts of your community, then you have a better opportunity of getting in and understanding how to cover your community.
Knowing that the university holds KUT's license, from your seat, how do you ensure that the KUT newsroom operates independently?
Yeah. The editorial independence of the station is really important. That needs to be something that we, you know, we do a better job of explaining to the public how that works. I know that there are some public radio stations have policies that they have posted online for their listeners that really clarify, here's the role of the university as the licensee, and here's the independent role of the newsroom in determining the actual news coverage and the station management in determining how, you know, the station goes forward on things. And so I think that's something that we could do a better job of explaining to the public. I will tell you, though, that, you know, that editorial independence is really important to me personally. I mean, my credibility of 28 years as a respected journalist in this community is something that I would not give up by going into a situation where I felt like someone else would be making those sorts of calls.
Would you support crafting and posting a similar statement? You had referenced statements at other stations.
Absolutely.
For interview licensees. Yeah. Would you support that?
Yeah, that's something that I do want to do, and I don't think there's any reason not to.
Debbie Hyatt is General Manager of KUT and KUTX and Executive Director of Media Operations for the Moody College of Communication at UT Austin. Debbie, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Jennifer.